not going straight. We're skipping around a little bit. So maybe we'll learn the last Mishnah and we'll go back a little bit. The last Mishnah on Daf Tzadikei. Last Mishnah in the ninth parish. Daf Tzadikei Omer Aleph. The Gemara discusses certain topics, and then the Gemara earlier is assuming that you know these topics. Daf Tzadikei Omer Aleph. Tzadikei Omer Aleph.
It's like this. The Gemara starts out with something, assuming that you know what it's all about. Yeah.
Masechta Gittin, the yeshiva, this year we're learning Gittin. So it starts off before an echt, before an, everybody assumes you know what a get is, you know everything about a get, just some fine points. Here also, the Gemara is not in a logical order.
I repeated it in Florida, a new name.
Okay.
About this thing.
Yeah. So the Mishnah has a situation, you have two, you have two houses on both sides of the street. Habayna Aliyah al Gabi Shnei Batim. Sometimes you have by a hospital. You have two buildings in the hospital, and then they have a bridge that goes across in order to bring patients one to the other without taking them outside. So the Mishnah has a Machlekes Hatanayim. What about the area directly below that bridge? Does that have the status of Rishus Hayoch? In order to be Rishus Hayoch, you have to have four walls. If you have a rectangular area, don't you have to have four walls? That was the first Mishnah we had in the Masechta that talks about a Mavui. We have three walls, and you're still not allowed to carry. You have to have a tikkun on the Ruach Aviyus. You have to do something. Thank you very much. You have to do something on the fourth wall. So here you only have two walls. You have the two buildings on either side, and you have the bridge that goes across. So let's see the Mishnah. Habayna Aliyah Al-Gabi Shnei Batim. You have the bridge that goes on top of the two houses. V'chein G'shorim Hamufuloshim. Or the same thing if you have a bridge that goes from one street to the other, and you have to have two walls to hold up the bridge. Two walls over here holding up the bridge, but then where's the third and the fourth wall? Two walls are parallel. The other two parallel walls are missing. So that Rabbi Yehuda has a machlokes with the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Metaltalim tachteim b'shabbos div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're permitted to carry under it. It has a status of a Rishus HaYachid. So the Gemara is going to ask, where, when, how can it be? There are only two walls. The Chachamim disagree. We pass like the Chachamim. You have to have four walls. You don't have four walls here. The Yodam Rabbi Yehuda, not only does Rabbi Yehuda say it over here, there's another case. Ma'arvin l'mavi ha'mefulash b'chachamim ha'isrim. There's a mavi sasum and a mavi ha'mefulash. That's the opening Mishnah in the Masechta. A mavi sasum means you have an area that has three walls U-shaped. And you're just missing the tikkun on the Ruach Aviyus. So the Mishnah says, Midirabbanan, you have to put a lechi or a korah. The korah on the level of the rice is meaningless, accomplishes absolutely nothing, but Midirabbanan, you need a tikkun on the Ruach Aviyus. So you put a korah. Lechi does accomplish on the level of the rice a little bit, but it's a special kul on the Ruach Aviyus. So, a hecker, right. A lechi is the korah is only a hecker. Midirabbanan, right. Minatar, if you have three walls, is enough. So the Mishnayis, the Gemarist, in the first parak say, that's only a Mavui Sasum. Mavui Sasum means it's blocked on three sides, open on the fourth side. So open on the fourth side, you make a tikkun in the Rabbanan, you made a tikkun on the Rochavi because of Hekka. But if you have a Mavui HaMafulash, you just have walls on two sides, parallel, and the third and the fourth side are missing in Gansan. So you can't just put a Korah over here and a Korah over here, a Lechi over here, a Lechi over here. The whole lechi, the korah is only a kule midirabbanon. If you have three walls and the whole need for the tikkun and the ruach vi is only midirabbanon, yigenuk alechi the korah. But if you only have two walls, you didn't get the first base yet. You don't have a rishus yochid on the level of the raisa. So that's what chachamim maestrim. The chachamim say you're not allowed to carry there. You only have two parallel walls, and it's not going to help. You're going to make a lechi over here and a korah over here. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's permissible even over there.
The walls are above him. The wall is even above.
What? The first case, you have the Gesher on top. The Gemara said that Rishus HaRabim, there are many criteria that are necessary to be fulfilled in order to constitute a Rishus HaRabim Nerais. So one of them is, if you have a Rishus HaRabim Mekure, if you have a roof, let's say in front of a lot of stores, you have an awning. So even though the traffic is going all over the place, or let's say Thanksgiving time, or let's say between December 25th, from the beginning of December till after to a month after January 1st, so they have flags going in the street from one side of the street to the other. On St. Nicholas, they have things going from one side of the street to the other. So the Gemara says, Beferish and Shabbos, even though the awning is only there temporarily for a month or two, even for a week or two, even for an hour, under the awning is not, it doesn't have the din of Rishus HaRabim Derais. If you have Rishus HaRabim, that's Mekura. If it has a Tikra, so it loses the status of Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't become a Rishus HaYachid, it becomes a Makom Ptur. And with the Rabbanon, we treat it like a Karmelis, so you're still not allowed to carry there. Here, the Mishnah says you're allowed, Rabbi Yudah disagrees with the Chacham, Rabbi Yudah holds, you're allowed to carry. If you have just have two walls on either side, how are you allowed to carry? What's going on? So the Gemara has to explain Rabbi Yudah. It doesn't make any sense. Omar Rabbi, so Rabbi's explaining, Loitem, behind the time of the Rabbi Yudah, don't think mistakenly. Don't say, Loitem, or don't say mistakenly, that this is the reason why Rabbi Yudah says, you're allowed to carry Mishum and the Kasav, Shnei Mechitzes, the Araisa. We hold you need three Mechitzes, Minatoira, and the need for the Tikkun on the Ruch is only with the Rabbanon, so you can be Mekel with a Lechi or a Kur. So don't say that the reason for Rabbi Yudah is that he holds if you have two parallel walls, the area in between is already Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah, and the need for the Tikkun on the fourth wall, the third and the fourth walls is only Midir Abanon, so you can rely on Alech HaBikar. Don't say that pshat. That's not it. Lo Yitayim Ahayin HaTayim Rabbi Yudah Mishum HaTikasav Shtei Mechitza Daraisa. No. El Mishum HaTikasav HaPitikra Yorid V'Soysim. He's talking over here, you have two walls, let's say the hospital, that's what I see, by Columbia Presbyterian, you have the two buildings of the hospital parallel. Oh, my Maimonides also in Brooklyn has like that. And then they have the bridge going from one building to the other on top. So the bridge is a tikra. A tikra means a roof on top of an area. So the din is a tikra has to be a minimum of dalar al dalar tvachim. Not dal al dalar am, dalar al dalar tvachim, because a tikra means a roof al gabi amokim. And a dalar al dalar tvachim, dalar al dalar tvachim is a shir and a mokim. So the tikra has to have a minimum of dalar al dalar tvachim, should be maker on top of a mokim. So a buta holds, that's the reason why you let it carry. If you have two parallel walls, those are the mechitzas, then you have the edge of the tikra counts as the third wall, and the edge of the tikra over here counts as the fourth wall.
But there has to be parallel, but all these have to be lined up, like in the Fanos. I mean, the tikra just goes across, it spans it, right?
Right.
That's not a wall.
A tikra is a roof.
Besides
the Rabbi Yudah says that a pi ha-tikra, the edge of the tikra, when the tikra comes to...
Overlap.
No. Here you have two. Here's one building. Here's another building. Here you have a tikra that goes across. So the edge of the tikra over here and the edge of the tikra over here is visualized as if it goes down the mechitza. So that's wall three and wall four. This is wall one. This is wall two because there's a building here.
The building.
The building's here.
That's the Dalai Lama's.
You have a building over here. Here's one building. Here's another building. Here's the street in between. So the area and the street in between, you only have two mechitzas. One mechitza here. One mechitza here. So the din is you have to have three mechitzas. You have to have U-shape that it should be considered a Rishus HaYochid. And then with the Rabbanon, you have to make a tikkun on the Ruach HaViz. So a mekel, a kor, a lechi is good enough for the tikkun on the Ruach. The whole need for the tikkun on the Ruach HaViz is only with the Rabbanon. So here, we're talking about a case in the middle of the street, so you only have two mechitzas parallel to each other. You have one mechitza. So Rabbi Yudah says, no, but if you have a tikra that goes across, there's a bridge that goes across to take the patients across. So the edge of the tikra over here, and the edge of the tikra over here, we visualize as if pi ha tikra, the edge of the tikra is your ravis, so same. We visualize as if it goes down, so that's mechitza. This is mechitza.
Are we looking at the tops of the buildings or the sides of the buildings? What are we looking at?
We're looking from the top. Area.
Oh, this is the top.
It must have a size. It must have a certain dimension.
The tikra has to have a minimum of dalat tvachim on dalat tvachim. The tikra, dalat tvachim is very little.
You might learn to set so before. In order to say pi tikra, you have to have a certain dimension that's a top.
Yeah, so it's only called the tikra if it's a tikra that's maker al gabi amokam. So amokam, the shear of amokam is dalat tvachim al dalat tvachim. So if the tikra has that, the tikra has much more than dalat tvachim. It's a whole wide bridge that goes across. So we treat the edge of the tikra over here as if it's mechitza number 3. The edge of the tikra over here is mechitza number 4. So the area directly below has four mechitzas.
So according to the Yomim, you never need a kara or at all.
If you have a tikra. If you have a tikra and the edge of the tikra is in the right place.
You could have a U with a tikra from both sides. It could become the
means what if you have a U and then what? You have a tikra here.
Yeah.
So the tikra has to have dalat tvachim. So that's a chumrah. If you have dalat tvachim, then it's a pitikra. What if you have a tikra that's only a tefa? So then it's called a kora. A kora is a kuda.
Three walls, it works.
Yeah.
If you have three walls, if you have three walls, then you don't even need a pitikra. If you want a pitikra, the tikra has to have a minimum size of dalat tvachim al dalat tvachim.
You don't need that.
Here we're making more. A kora is enough. So a kora just has to be a tefach wide. It doesn't need four tvachim. But here, where you're missing two walls, so Rav Yudi says, you say pitikra, you're a recession for the third and the fourth walls.
Does it matter where the bridge is, if it's in the middle of the room or the edges?
The edge.
The span goes right across the middle. You have a roof that's right in the middle of the area. It's not on the edge.
You only say pitikra at the edge of the tikra.
At the top.
The edge of the tikra. Yeah. If the edge of the tikra,
the other side is not a wall either. In other words, if there's a big space on the other side, it's not good.
So be missing. Okay. Wherever the tikra ends, you don't say. Let's say the roof is so big. The roof is, let's say I have a big roof that's suspended on poles. Let's have a different case. Let's say I have a gigantic roof that's suspended on poles, and then below the roof you have a wall like this, and you have a wall like this. So here it's not going to help you take your recession. Here's a pitikra over here. This edge. Let's say I drew it wrong. Let's say I have a tikra that goes like this. A gigantic tikra. I drew it wrong. I have a gigantic tikra that's suspended on poles. And then I have a wall underneath the tikra and another wall underneath it. So the area in between over here, I have mechitza 1 and mechitza 2. Well, where's mechitza 3? Mechitza 3 is over here. Mechitza 4 is over here. It doesn't help. You can't just say, well, you have a roof. So visualize as if the roof comes to... No, you only say piha tikra, the edge of the tikra. Wherever the tikra ends. The tikra ends over here, so it's no good.
How far can it be? How far can it be?
Has to be... If it's more than Esaramis, so here you'll visualize... except if there's on Sadiq Dalet on the base, Rashi has a machlokes with the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi has a girsa in the Gemara that there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So there's a machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam what the girsa is. So Rashi's girsa is that according to Rav, if you have a tikra that's held up on poles, you can say pitikra you ever say some four times. Here, 1, 2, 3, 4. So the whole area below the tikra, the whole things that Rishus Hayachid, using pitikra.
There's four poles holding it up. So the walls don't bother. The walls don't bother.
So you forget the walls. You don't need, according to Rashi's Pshat and Rav, you forget the walls.
Right.
Then Rashi has the girsa in the Gemara that Shmuel disagrees with Rav. So Shmuel only disagrees with Rav that you can't say four times pitikra Yerushalayim, but three times you can't say pitikra. If you have one wall, you can say pitikra Yerushalayim. Tosfos says that's out of the question. That's absolutely not acceptable. Here the Tosfos, the Gemara is on Tzadik Dalet on the base, but the Tosfos is printed at Amud Aleph. On Tzadik Dalet on Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos is b'shtei ruchos. So it says on the side that this Tosfos is shayach l'amud base. This Tosfos really is commenting on Amud base. So the Tosfos on the top of Tzadik Dalet on the base, a few lines in, say, Rabbeinu Hanan and Rabbeinu Tam have a different girsa in the Gemara. They have the girsa to say four times pitikra Yerushalayim, that's out of the question. The Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Sukkot. The Gemara discusses the possibility. Gemara here also discusses it. The Gemara in Erevin also discusses, but the Gemara in Sukkot has a line that doesn't appear over here. That you can only say pitikra Yerushalayim if you have two walls that are adjacent to each other. And then you have a tikra on top, so you can say pitikra for these two missing walls. But if you have two walls that are parallel, then you want to say pitikra on the two on the two walls that are missing, if you have a tikra that that the edge of the tikra is over here and the other edge is over here, so since it's mefulish, so Tosfos quotes the Gemara Sukkah that you wouldn't say tikra over there, even though you're just missing two walls. So how can Rashi say, according to Rabbi, say four times tikra over there? According to Shmuel, if you have one wall, you can say three times. How can say three times? You can't even say two times tikra over there if it's missing mefulish zekenegedzeh. So Tosfos has a different gear, so we'll have to see it in the Gemara. So here the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you say pik tikra by mefulish. You have two walls like this, and then you have a tikra on top. So the edge of the tikra there, the edge of the tikra, that's mefulish. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you say pik tikra yerbisaisim, even on two sides that are mefulish. Kabachayma, if you have two walls like this, you'll say pik tikra yerbisaisim.
And then we never need leichev el chayru.
You don't need. A kaira is a kula, pitikra is a chumra. Pitikra is a chumra. A tikra has to be four tefachim, dalat tefachim, al dalat tefachim. A kaira only has to be one tefach wide. But we're only makel on a kaira if you have three walls, above him a foolish, then the tikkun on the ruach revi is only needed mid the rabbanu. So then you make a kaira is good enough. On the level of the rest, the kaira is meaningless. It's only mishum heker. So they're only makel on the fourth side. But if you only have two walls, then we wouldn't be makel to say a kor on this side, kor on that. If you have a pitikra works on the level of the rice.
Why is it a kavuchayim if you have like the L? Why is that a kavuchayim?
Because Taisus.
Why is that so much easier
than? Yeah. Because Taisus quotes on Sadik Dalar Amid Aleph, the bottom Taisus. So seven lines, eight lines from the bottom, they quote Sukkah Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. You see it, the bottom, that's seven, eight lines from the end. They tell you to look in Sukkah, Yud Ches Amid Beis, that the Gemara makes such a distinction. We only allow Tikra Yerbisayim if you have two walls, and then you have a Tikra, the edge of the Tikra is the third and the fourth wall, to substitute. But if you have two walls parallel to each other, then you're going to say Tikra Yerbisayim, Mefulish, second I can say that you don't say.
That's too wide, isn't it?
And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda allows Tikra even with foolish Zekenegedzeh. We don't pass like Rabbi
Yehuda. Disagrees over there.
Okay. Yeah, he disagrees over here. Okay. He disagrees. Yeah, here's okay. A Mishnah. Yeah.
We
would say Tikra, you ever say so. Yeah, we would say Tikra. We have this all the time. You have the bus stops the way they have now. So they have plastic walls that go down. If the plastic walls are they're always suspended. So if the plastic walls are suspended above Gimel Trachim, above the ground, so a mechitza kluya is no good for anything, so you have nothing. You don't have any mechitzas. But if you have, usually I think the two plastic walls are at a right angle to each other, and they go down within three Trachim to the ground, L shape, and then you have a tikra on top to protect the people from the rain and the snow. So then the halacha says that they say pitikya arvisaisen for the third and the fourth walls. So the area directly below the roof on the bus stop, bus shelter has a status of Rishus Hayachid. So that's why when you make an Erev, so usually when you make an Erev, you rely on a Tzuris HaPesach. You have a Kohen Mikam, a Kohen Mikam, a Kohen Al Gabim, like over here. The frame of a door, you have two Shtei Mezuzas and a Mashkov. So if you have a Kohen Mikam, a Kohen Mikam, a Kohen Al Gabim, that has a status of a Mechitza. That's how Halacha Moshe Messina has a status of Mechitza. Because if you have, let's say, a building, so the inside of the building is a Rishus HaYochid. Why? Because it's Mukaf Mechitza Sarum and Narum. It has Mechitza. What do you do if the doors are open? So it's only considered a Rishus HaYochid when the doors are closed. What if you open up the doors? Oh, it's Rishus HaYochid. So the answer is, even if the doors are open, so how wide can the door be? How wide is the door? Let's say over here. It says, Oymen Merubal HaParetz. You have, let's say, this room. So even if the door over there is open, that Ruach, that whole wall from that corner to that corner, is Aymer Berubal HaParetz. The part that's missing is less than 50%, and it's less than Eser Amos. If you have a Pirtz in the middle of Yeser Me Eser Amos, so the whole Ruach is missing. Or if you have more than 51%, more than 50% is missing, Tognish. It's less than 50%, both over here and over there, it's less than 50%.
Yes, but they have city gates. Yerushalayim had city gates. And they also, they completed out of the Europe, even though they closed it or opened it.
So sometimes you have a building that if the doors are open, the doors are so many and so wide, it's Paretz Merubal HaOymed. More than 50%. So the halacha says if the doors have a frame, if you have a tzuras, usually that's the case, you have a frame to hold up the door. You have a kohen mikam, a kohen mikam, a kohen al gabim. The halacha l'moshe Messina says, even if the door is open, and even if the door is not even attached, and even there is no door, one opinion is you have to have hinges. No, this is a din min haTorah. Heker is a din min derabbanan. So if you have three mechitzas, a mavi sasum, so min haTorah already, you're allowed to carry. Midrabbanan, you need a tikkun on the ruach. These people shouldn't make a mistake and carry out. So we make it with a heker. The kor is an up, but here you need on the level of the rice, you have to make it into rishus hayochid. So here the din is if you have a tzuras hapesach, that has the status of a mechitza min haTorah.
So even if it's open, but it can't be closed.
Since theoretically, if you would attach, that's why tzuras hapesach has to be bria. We learned on daf yud aleph in the first parak, tzuras hapesach has to be sturdy enough kedei lekabel dela shokash. It's only considered an erev, what we call in Yiddish an erev, a tzuras hapesach, if it's sturdy enough to attach a door to it. It doesn't have to be so sturdy to attach a heavy wooden door like over here, or a metal door, or anything like that, to attach a light door that would be used in that part of the world. Maybe in Japan they use paper doors.
The string that we put across is considered light.
The string doesn't have to be sturdy, kedei lekabel dela shokash. That's the two poles on either side, the two mezuzahs. The two lechis on the side. The lechi, the kana mikan, the kana mikan. The Gemara's lashon is kana. The Rishonim call it lechi. Really, a lechi is a different thing. Lechi is if you have three walls, then you put a pole either on one side or the other, that's called the lechi. But this, the Gemara never calls a lechi. The Gemara calls kana mikan, the kana mikan. The shtei mezuzahs in the mashkav. So the girsa that we have in Yerushalmi is that the mashkav on top could even be a string. The mashkav doesn't have to be sturdy enough. See, this door, the mashkov on top is sturdy, it's made from wood, so you can lock the door into the mashkov. A lot of doors you can lock it into the mashkov, and you can put a bolt into the floor also. There's wood on the floor, you can put a bolt into the floor. So some, the Meiri has a girsa in the Yerushalmi, that just like the shtei mezuzahs have to be sturdy enough to hold a light door that's used in that part of the Medina, otherwise it's not called a mezuzah, so too the kon al gabeyem, you cannot use string. Has to be made from some kind of material that you can bolt the door in to lock it. That's the girsa of the Meiri in the Rishalmi. And in Shulchan Aruch, that's not the accepted girsa. The accepted girsa that most of the Rishonim had was that the Kon al Gabeim can be the lightest, slightest thing. It doesn't have to be Bria Kedei L'Kabel anything. But the two mezuzahs on either side have to be Bria Kedei L'Kabel Del Shokash.
So, my P-Tech wrote, why can't we say the concept of Kokin Lahashni?
If where are you going to say Chokigim Lahashlam?
If it sticks out too far, I could say that it ends at the two columns and it goes down there.
I don't think that's called the P HaTikra. The P HaTikra means the edge of the Tikra. Chokigim Lahashlam is a different thing. When you need a shear, you have a big shear, but there's more than the shear. So then, since you could carve it out, so you have a shear. But here, the Pi HaTikra is where the Tikra ends, where it comes to an end. The Gemara has in the first parak in Shabbos, the Gemara talks about Pi Tikra Yerbisosim. So the Gemara says it doesn't have to even be a solid Tikra. Let's say you have the train tracks when you have the elevated. So you have slats that hold up the train tracks. So the Gemara says if the slats or if the metal bars are within three tochum to each other, lovewood, so that's considered one big Tikra. And if the sacha kol of the whole thing is more than four tefachim, which it certainly is, then you have a right to say pi hatikra yorei b'sosim over there also, at the edge of the tikra. You'll say pi hatikra yorei b'sosim there too. But pi hatikra yorei b'sosim, let's say, I think they made an erev in Flatbush. So originally, I don't know, they showed me the erev many years ago. So originally, I think they were relying on the elevated on McDonald, to such a street.
Yes.
So I think, if I'm not mistaken, so the Arab went something like this. Here's, let's say this is all a flatfish, goes like this, shun, and then they had the elevated go like this. So they were relying on Pihatikra. The elevated had bars that go across. Everything is loved, and if the elevated is way more than four tefachim across, so you have a right to say Pihatikra. So they put the last corner. Here, there's a pole here and a wire, then another pole here, a wire, a pole, a building, whatever, the whole thing. So they did it like that. So the Gemara says in Sukkah that's not acceptable. This is a tikra. A tikra means a roof. It's a tikra for the area directly below it. It's not a tikra for this area. It's a tikra for this area directly below it. So the Gemara says, you want to say tikra, you have to have this, you have to have the far side. You have to continue the erev that they made for the whole part of Flatbush, whatever, has to go to under the elevator till the other side. You have a string under the elevator, goes to there, and there you can say Pitik Yervisosim, the far side, because the far side, the whole elevator is a tikra for the area directly below it. So this is the piha tikra for this. But this side is not the piha tikra. This side is the piha tikra for below it, but it's not for this side. But once part of the area, let's say we had before, let's say you have a mavoi sosum like this with three walls. So if you put a tikra on top, a four tvachim, the tikra doesn't have to cover the whole distance of the whole mavoi. If you have a tikra of four tvachim, so I'll say pitik yervisoyse on this end, and that'll be matir, you're allowed to carry the whole thing. You don't need a tikra for tvachim. Since you have three mechitzas, all you need is a korah of one tefach, well, make them. And the ruach revius, it's enough with the korah. But if they wouldn't have made the takana the rabbanon of korah, there would have been a din derais of pitikra, the tikra if it's four tvachim. So the far end is good. So that's the Gemara and Sadekem et Aleph commenting on the Mishnah. Rabbi says, what's the reason why Rabbi Yudah says you're allowed to carry under the... He says, don't think that the reason for Rabbi Yudah that he holds shtei mechitzas derais, that if you have two parallel mechitzas, menator it's already v'shus hayachid, that's not the real reason. The real reason is mishum dekosav pitikur yorid v'soysen. So you have the two walls on either side, the buildings make two walls, and then the edge of the tikra, the third and the fourth walls, even though they're parallel. It's pitikra by mefulish, and we don't accept it like Tosfos quotes from Sukkah Daf Yud Ches, because you don't say pitikra when the two walls that are missing are mefulish. Only if it's L-shaped walls, you didn't say pitikra by the third, the fourth. Freg de Gemara Akasha, you're wrong. Abai was a Talmud of Rabbah. Abai was a nephew of Rabbah. He was a Yosim. He was raised by his uncle Rabbah. Esve Abaye, so Abai freg Akasha to beferish a brisa. Yes, sir, Al-Kainam Rab Yudah. Rab Yudah said one kula, and then he says, a wap rabba kula on top of that. Yes, sir, Al-Kainam Rab Yudah. Mishiesh l'shnei batim, mishnei tzidei rishu sarabim. Somebody has a house on that side of the street, on this side of the street, so the front of the house here, front of the house over here is a mechitza for the street. When they built the house, the construction workers didn't have in zin, they didn't have in mind that the front of the house should serve as a mechitza for the street. They wanted it to serve as a mechitza for the inside of the house. But the Gemara says on Daf Tezvav that a mechitza hameres meileho is also good. You don't have to have kavanas. Korah, when you put up a korah, you have to put it up l'shem heter Shabbos, because it's a heker. That's an invention mid the rabbanon korah. So the Gemara says you have to put up the korah l'shem kach. But a mechitza is a mechitza. A mechitza is good menatar. It doesn't have to have any l'shmo. So Rabbi Yudah says, yes, alkein akula, the front of my house serves as a mechitza for the street. The front of your house, let's say the same person has two houses. Front of your house serves as a mechitza for the street also. So he says you have two mechitzas that are parallel to each other. Rabbi Yudah holds shtei mechitzas is derais. It makes the area in between into rishus hayachid. So just like we paskin against Rabbi Yudah, if you have a mavui sasum, you have three walls, U-shaped, you can be mekel to put a lechi v'koro on the fourth wall. Rabbi Yudah says two parallel walls already makes the area in between into rishus hayachid ben atayra. So you have a right to be mekel on the third and the fourth side to put a lechi v'koro. So shteit beferish, Rabbi Yudah does hold shtei mechitzas deraisa, like we hold shalosh mechitzas deraisa. Say mekel on the ruach revius alechi akora. Rabbi Yudah holds shtei mechitzas parallel al deraisa. Esve Abai said, how can you, Rabbi, tell me loitema? Don't tell me the mistaken pshat, the false pshat in Rabbi Yudah. No, that's the correct pshat. It's a braisa. Yes, so I can am Rabbi Yudah. Misheish l'shnei batim, misheish tzidu b'shus harabim. Why does he have shnei? Why did misheish l'shnei batim? Why does he want to have the same person owns a house on this side and the other side? What's wrong if he owns the house on the other side, I own the house on this side? Then if you're going to make a lech v'kora, the story is not finished. You have to make an erev v'chatzeres then. Because if you want to carry from my house into the area here, the area in between is used b'shutfas by both of us. So it's going to be a longer story. You have to put away, either I put a matzah in your house, you put a matzah in my house. Rabbi Yudah says, one person has half of his family sleeps over there, has a big family. So he has two homes on either side of the street. Or you can mix and match. You can have a lechi over here and a kor over there. Lech v'kor is acceptable midirabbanan, but the whole need for the mechitza is only midirabbanan. So since you have shtei mechitzas, the front of the house here, the front of the house here, are the shtei mechitzas parallel for the area in between, so the missing third and fourth walls are genuk, either a lechi or a korah. Shine anything is good. Says Beferish. Benayis Benayis be Emtzah. You're allowed to carry. Omer Loi Nachachamim disagree with the Rebuta. Amy Avin Shusar Amikach. They disagree. So how can you, Rabbi, say that that's not the reason for Rebuta? Is it Beferish or Brisa? Rebuta also day Mechitzah says Deraisa. So Rabbi says you're right from the Brisa. That's what it says in Omalei. So Rabbi responds to him, Mehahi from your Brisa, and you are correct. Aba Mehor from our Mishnah Lekala Mashmi Mino. I'm just saying, what's the simple reading of our Mishnah? And our Mishnah doesn't really say that much. You are correct that in the Brisa they quote the same Tanna Rabbi Yehuda that he holds Shtei Mechitzas Derais. But from the perspective of our Mishnah, one could have given a different shot. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi Masnisa Nami Deika. I can prove from the Mishnah that that is the correct shot in the Mishnah. Which is the correct shot? Yeah. Which is the correct shot? So Rashi has two girsas. Which is the correct shot? The pshat that Rabbi said that the Mishnah is presenting one kula of Rabbi Yehuda said two kulas. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is telling you the kula of Pitikra Yer V'Soysem. If you have two parallel walls and you have the third and the fourth wall is the Pitikra, that's acceptable. And you don't need any Lecha the Korah. The Pitikra works for the third and the fourth wall. Then the Tosefta says a different thing. If you have two parallel walls, it's a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. And then you have no Pitikra at all, you can put a Lecha here or a Korah there. Or two Lechas or two Korahs, whatever. So the Gemara says, Masnisen, I can prove in the Mishnah that that's not which pshat. So there are two ways to read the Gemara. Let's see, Midiktori, the Mishnah says, how does the Mishnah say again? It quotes two different cases. The Mishnah, our Mishnah, starts off, Haboina Ali Agabi Shnei Batim. The Mishnah starts off that you have a bridge. You have two buildings on either side of the street. So the outside wall of the building is the Shtei Mechitzas that are parallel, and then it has the bridge on top. So the Reisha of the Mishnah is quoting one kula of Rav Yehuda, that the bridge on top is Farechen Pitikra Yerveseisen for the third and the fourth wall. Then it says, V'oidom Rav Yehuda, Nochadinat Rav Yehuda Gizok, Ma'arvin L'movi Hamafulosh. You have a Mavoi that only has two parallel walls, he's missing the third and the fourth walls, and there is no roof on top of a Mavoi. Here there's a roof on top when you have the bridge that goes across. The Aliyah, the Ksharm, there's a bridge. So the Reisha of the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda, is relying on one Kula, a Pitikra Yerveseisen for the third and the fourth walls. Yeah. In the Reisha, Pitikra Yerveseisen works on the level of the Reisha. Right. Pitikra Yerveseisen works on the level of the Reisha. And you don't need any Lechivikar then on the third and the fourth. Then Vodam Rabbiud, another thing, if you have a Mavi Hamafulash, you have two walls, you have no roof, so there's no Pitikra to rely on, but Rabbiud Lishitas al Shtei Mechitzas is their Isa, so you can put a Lechi de Korah here, or a Lechi or a Korah on the fourth wall. So these are two different kulas. That's how the simple reading. That's what the Gemara says. Midiktani Vodam Rabbiud Mavi Hamafulash Chomelash. Yeah, Mibishlai Meshum de Kasab Pitikra. That's the Girsa that Rashi likes. The Girsa, the way it's printed in our Gemara, is the way Rashi corrected it. Rashi said, the last line of Rashi in the Perek. He says, Rishon Shamati, the first girsa he heard from his Rabbeim, the is the Garsi, Kilishna Basu, there are others, have a different girsa, Mistabra Kavasai. Rashi likes the second girsa. So in our Gemara, in the Vilna edition of the Gemara that we're using, they printed Rashi's corrected girsa. That the Gemara is Dekanami, the Gemara is proving that Rabbi's Pshat is right. That Rabbi Yehuda in the first line in the Mishnah is telling me the Kula of Pitikra Yerubisoysem. That it even works Mefulish, Zek and Eged Zek. And Bachachamim Oisrim, like Tosis quotes from Sukkah Daf Yutches, that you don't say Pitikra by Mefulish. Only if it's L-shaped, Mechitzas, then you say Pitikra on the third and the fourth walls. And then in the Sefer of the Mishnah is another call of Rabbi Yehuda, that Shtei Mechitzas Deraisa, so the third and the fourth, you don't even need a Pitikra to work on the level of Deraisa. A Lechi and a Korah is good enough, even though Korah is only an invention with the Rabbanon, because the whole need for the Tikkun on the Ruach Shlish is only with the Rabbanon. So that's how the Gemara concludes. So now the Gemara earlier is going to pick up on this topic of Pitikra Yerei V'Soysa. So the Mishnah has, we'll go back to Tzadik Dalet Amin Aleph. Let's take a look. The bottom Mishnah on Tzadik Dalet Amin Aleph has Kotzer Shenifritza Lirshusa Rabbi Mishtei Ruchai Seho. A chotzer means a front lawn, a backyard, whatever. No house, no roof, no house. But it has a mechitza, a room and a room. The mechitza is 10 tefachim tall. So it's mukav mechitza. So it has the status of Rishus Sayachid. So we usually imagine a Rishus Sayachid in a rectangular shape. Square shape, rectangular shape, usually dalad ruchas, rectangular shape. So it says, if it's chotzer shenifritz of the shusarabim, mishtei ruchai seho, if two of the walls fall down, if one wall fall down, it's still okay. Nishgefelach, you can still carry in the chotzer, even though it's missing a wall. How much missing? The whole wall fell down. More than 50% of the wall fell down. Less than 50%, that's the Gemara's going to work on how much of the wall fell down. But the Mishnah says, if only one wall falls down, you're still allowed to carry in the chatzah. If two of the walls fall down, then you're not allowed to carry in the chatzah. So the Gemara's going to ask, why? Let's say here, this room is rectangular shape, has four walls. So that wall and this wall are perfect, no pirtzes. That wall over there, let's say, it happens that it's not a pirtza, because even if the door is removed, but you have a Tzuras HaPesach, and here there's also a Tzuras HaPesach. Even when the doors are removed, it's a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach has its status like a mechitzah. The whole thing is sasan. But even if there wouldn't be a Tzuras HaPesach, but it's more than 50% of the wall is standing on this side and on that side, and the pirtz is pachas meyeser. So it's also not a problem. If you have oimid merub al haparah, it's more than 50% of the wall is standing. And the part of the wall that was knocked down is less than eser amos. So it's called a pesach. That's not called a pirtz. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. Why is there a difference between a chatzir, a yard that has a wall on all four sides, rectangular shaped chatzir, has a wall on all four sides. Part of the wall fell down on two sides, so then you're not allowed to carry. Part of the wall fell down on one side, then you are allowed to carry. Why? If the part of the wall that fell down is more than eser amos, so toignisht on one wall, it's already no good. And if the part of the wall fell down is pachas me'aser amos, and you have ruba kakula, oimid meruba al-parot, so it's good even on two sides. So why do you make a difference? That's the Gemara's question. The Maya askino, and how much of the wall, the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, how much of the wall fell down? If he should say be'eser, it's eser amos or less, and it's oimid meruba al-parot, more than 50% of that bar of the wall is standing. And the pirtza that broke down is either eser amos or less, and then it's not a problem. Why is it okay if it only fell down on one of the four bars? A little bit fell down, a couple of amos. Why? The amar pischahu, I declare that it's a pesach, that's legitimate, that's acceptable. You have a wall and a little opening in the wall. So it's a pesach, so mishtei ruchas nami pischahu. Even if the wall, if there's a breach on two of the four walls on the chatzer, even if there's a break in two of the four walls, but the break is pachas me'aser ames, and it's oimid merub al haparot, so it's good. You can be missing on all four walls. You can be missing on all four walls if each bar of the rectangular shape of the chatzer.
Do you say, because originally three walls would have been good enough without, the only three, the fourth wall would have been above it.
Right.
Because I say, everybody agrees three walls would have been enough. So now if two walls are going to be deficient, maybe you have a shayla.
Not deficient yet.
Umar says that's not called deficient. If you have more than 50% of that bar of the...
The reason why they're trying to say two, they give me an example of two walls as well, because you might have thought that two walls are ready to reflect.
The Mishnah says if two walls are broken into, two walls fell down, it's no good. So Umar says not true. The din is not correct. If the two walls that collapse partially, if it partially collapsed, if part of two walls collapse, and the part that collapses less than eser amos, and more than 50% of that bar of the rectangle is standing.
It doesn't matter if it's one wall or two walls.
So it doesn't matter, even all four walls. Even if all four walls are missing a breach. So each breach is called a pesach. So that's not a problem. Elam is mezogin, the last line on that. Elam is mezogin be yesem eser. There's a breach in the wall, and the part of the wall that fell down is more than eser amos. So why is it good if it only fell down on ruach?
Regardless of what percentage fell down.
Even if it's less than 50%.
No,
but
it appears
to yes and yes, sir.
If they say, if by yeser meyeser, the whole wall is 50.
5,000. The whole wall is 5,000 amas. And a little bit, 15 amas fell down in the middle of 5,000 amas. Oy mid merub al haparetz, much more.
Right.
But if you have a pirtza yes and yes, sir, that's no good. That's
regardless of whether the tens that fell down are a small part of all of it.
Even though it's very small, it's a 5,000 amas standing, and 15 amas in the middle is missing. So you have way oimid merub al haparetz ruba kakuloi, but if you have a pirtz of yes and yeser amas, then it's no good.
Yeah.
Then it's no good. That's the big machlekes, whether that's a din deraisa, din derabbanan, but that's the din. that if you have a pirtza, yes and yes, so it's not good. So the Gemara says, if Ella, what's the Mishnah talking about a pirtza? Yes and yes, sir. The break in the wall is for a distance of longer than a ceramis. So how does it make it? How does the Mishnah draw a contrast between Miroch Achas and Mishtei Ruchas? What's the difference? Even if it only fell down on one of the four sides, you have a Pirtzei Esemiyasa, you ready, can't carry. That's the first Mishnah says
walls.
Like that.
Even
though Minatari you're allowed to carry, you have three walls, but Midirabbanan you're not allowed to carry. Midirabbanan they require a Tikkun on the Ruch of East. That's how the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah says in Erevin. We learned it a few centuries ago. That if you have three walls like this, so the whole need for the tikkun on the roof is only mid rabbanon. So you put a either put a korah across, and it doesn't have to be four tefachim, one tefach as well. Or you put a lechi, you put a beam that's 10 tefachim tall over here. So that kula a lechi only works if the gap over here is eser or less. But if it's yes and eser, it's no good. If you have yes and eser on the fourth side, is also no good. So if you had a chotzer with four walls. And there's a breach on one of the four walls, yes and yes. And Minatari, you're still allowed to carry, you have three walls. But Midrabbanan, you're not allowed to carry, you have a pirtzi, yes and yes, on one wall. The first Mishnah says that it's no good. So that's the Gemara's Kasha Manavshach. If the break on the wall that we're talking about in the Mishnah is yes and yes, even on one wall, Teiknish, even on one wall. And if it's Pachas Meyeser, so it's good even if it's on all four walls. So why does the Mishnah draw a contrast between one wall and two walls? We don't understand. And for the Gemara Marav, Rab says Pshat Liyolam Be'eser, the Gonsh Nifritza Be'keren Zavis. That's what we're talking about. It means like this. You had a chotzer that has four walls, and the wall fell down in the corner over here.
So
missing caddy corners. You're missing over here.
More than
S or less than S? Less than S. He says less than S. You're missing in the corner, does Tegnish.
Even
though
it's less than S?
Even though it's less than S. Okay. The din is that if it's less than S, we declare it as a Pesach. If it's Oymen Berubala Poritz, if it's Ruba Kukuloi, more than 50% of that bar on the rectangle is standing, and less than 50% fell down. And the less than 50% that fell down is Pachas Meyeser, so we declare it as a Pesach. That's the Lashon HaGemara, but this is abnormal. Pischa b'keren zav is lo'yav d'inshi. That's not normal to have a Pesach carry corner if it's missing on both sides. So the Gemara has earlier in the first perek, it depends how wide the gap is. What do you mean? I mean it's like this, and if you draw the line, this imaginary line is 9 amos. Okay? So Pischa b'keren zav is, even though it's less than Eser, the part that's missing less than Eser, but people don't make a Pesach over there. Let's say the whole gap that's missing is 2.5 tefachim. 2.5 tefachim, kemazogin lovud. Anything less than 3 tefachim, say lovud. So this is pashut. If the gap in the corner is so tiny here, it fell down in the corner. A lot of people have their backyards that are built up with fences and pumped in the corner. It's missing. So how much is missing in the corner? So if the gap that's missing, if the imaginary line that you would draw would be less than 3 tefachim, so that's lovud, that's upkeret, that's for sure good. Even if it's a little more than lovud, it's also good. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh. Rashba has a sefer on Erevin, Piskei Dinim. Piskei Halachas, like he has the Torah Habayis, and Shchit, and Taruvus, and Melicha, and Basa B'cholim, and everything. So he has Piskei Dinim, that's called Avodas HaKodesh. Mishnah Berurah quotes it all the time. The Beis Yosef quotes it very often. So the Avodas HaKodesh writes, even if the gap is up until 6 tefachim, is also good. 6 tefachim is one amos. Up until 6 tefachim is acceptable. But if it's 6 tefachim or more, then it's not acceptable.
Where is the 6 tefachim?
So that's very difficult. Where does 6 tefachim come from? We never have any din. 6 tefachim is a tefach. Love and a love. Yeah, but it's... But love it has to be to something. Yeah. You don't say love it to midair.
No,
I don't think he's talking. He's not talking three tefachim over here, three tefachim over here. He's talking the cross. The missing part should be up until and not including 6 tefachim. If it's less than 6 tefachim, it's okay. So it's very difficult. 6 tefachim is the shear for an amma. But if you hold Maseches Erim from the beginning to the end, there's nothing that depends on 6 tefachim. We've been learning Erevin already a couple of years. We didn't come across any din that's based on bitochen, there's four tvachim is a shir makam, other things, but not dal ramas, eser ramas. There's never a shir of six tvachim, very difficult. So the Rashash has a gemara in the first perek that says up until four tvachim, because four tvachim is a shir pesach. In order to be chayv in mezuzah, a room has to have a tzuris ha-pesach. That's a gemara daf yud aleph in Erevin. Also happens to be daf yud aleph in Yuma. Happens to be the bid mikra, happens to be the same daf, talks about the same topic. That the definition of a tzuris ha-pesach for Shabbos purposes, that if you have a tzuris ha-pesach, it's considered like a mechitza. Sosum is the same definition of a tzuris ha-pesach for mezuzah purposes. You have to have kana mikam, kana mikam, kana al-gabayim. So the gemara says, how wide does the opening have to be? So it has to be a minimum of 10 tefachim tall. I wouldn't be able to, 10 tefachim is up to here. So a little child can walk in. And then it has to be an opening of 4 tefachim wide. A fat person like me wouldn't be able to fit through. A skinny little child would be able to walk through. If it's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. So 4 tefachim wide is the shear for a minimum shear for a Pesach. So the Rashash has a gemara in the first parak that's talking about this, when it's cut off catty corner. So if it's up until 4 tvachim, then it is called a Pesach. 4 tvachim is a Pesach. But more than 4 tvachim, then you say, no, pischa bekeren zavis layabdi inchi. That's not normal.
What happens? Supposing you had a time and a place where that's how they started building the houses. Would that change the halacha?
That could be. The Gemara says in the first parak, also on Daf Yud Aleph, most of the dinim of Tzuras are Pesach on Daf Yud Aleph, here in Erevin. So the Gemara says, the Kana Mikan has to have Kana Al Gabehim. If it's Minatzad, it's not acceptable. Why? Because it's Pischei Shamoi. It's Psochim Shomeimim, poorly constructed. That's not the normal way to construct the Tzuras HaPesach. So the Shaila was, that was fine, Bismara Gemara, that's the way they used to build houses. They used to make a Tzuras HaPesach, Kana Mikan, Kana Mikan, Kana Gabehim. Apparently in the early 1900s, the late 1800s, it became normal to build the Tzuras HaPesach, the frame of the door with two poles, and the third piece of wood was held in between the two poles. So the Marsham wrote a tshuva that's okay, that since Bizman Hazeh, that's the way they build the walls, so the Bizman HaGemar wasn't acceptable because it's Psochem Shomeimim, and that's societal. So if you live in a country where that's normal to make Menatzad, so that's acceptable. So the Erev that Rabbi Price made in Toronto, I think his name was Rabbi Price? Years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago. So I think he was a Talmud of the Marsham, and he corresponded with the Marsham. So the Marsham wrote him a tshuva in the Marsham's published tshuvas. He doesn't go so far. In the Marsham's published tshuvas, he has a different kula, Amir Atzad, that other poskim before him have. But the Marsham is known as a big maker. So to Rabbi Price, he sent a letter that since Bismanazet is normal, so that din in the Gemara changes. If Bismanazet becomes normal, it becomes normal. Same thing over here. If we'll ascertain that this is normal to leave an opening in the corner, even more than 4 tvachim, or more than 6 tvachim, then it'll be acceptable.
The same is true for a mezuzah. If he says that this is good, across, is a mezuzah will also be a chavachi?
A chiyah mezuzah is only kana mikam, kana mikam, kana al gabayim. What if it's a kana min atzad?
Right.
So on Yeridah, we assume it's not chayv in mezuzah. And the Marsham would say that it is chayv in mezuzah. He says min atzad bizman hazeh is considered normal.
A total of six. Three and three, for instance. Because the whole thing would be six, then the Marsham will say that this is chiyah mezuzah.
What do you mean a total of six? In which case?
No, because you say six. Why six? This way, right and left.
No, that was a said. No, that's not the pshat. No, no. The six tochim, that's a shver. The Mishneh Berurah quotes a Rashba. A gap of six tochim, up until six tochim is good, more than six tochim, that's a shver of it.
Okay.
Pashta says not so. Pashta says what the Rashash said. Rashash has a Gemara. The Gemara is Kemat Beferish in the first parak. That if you have Arbot tochim, if you have Arbot tochim, that's a shear of a Pesach. We know Arbot tochim is the shear of a Pesach. So up and fill. Up until 4 tvachim is okay. More than 4 tvachim is already a tischa b'keren zav v'slei avdi inch. That's how the Gemara says. So let's go back again to see the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah again. Tzadik Dal Adam and Aleph. Chotzer shenifritzo l'rishus harabim. You have a yard that has mechitzas on all four sides. And then the wall fell down. Part of the wall around the chotzer. V'chem b'ay shenifritz. Or the same thing, a house. The walls of the house collapsed. So the inside of a house has a status of Rishus Seichel because they have walls on all four sides. What if some of the walls fell down? So the Mishnah says, if the walls around the chatzah fell down, Mishtei Ruchai Seichel, or the walls of the bais fell down, Mishtei Ruchai Sov, so then it's no good, then you're not allowed to carry. So the Gemara said, what do you mean, Mishtei Ruchai Sov? The Gemara said, it means in the corners. It fell down, the Karen Zavis. Doesn't mean the two walls fell down. You don't have to have two full walls should fall down. If it fell down in the corner, because Pischa the Karen Zavis, Le'avdin, she's not allowed to carry. Yeah. Shaila is that a din d'araisa, or is that only a din midirabbanan? It is. It's Ayman Berubal Apar, it's here. This is Ayman Berubal Apar, it's 5,000 amas long. It's missing a little bit over here. This is vital. All four sides are Ayman Berubal Apar. That's because it's missing in the corner. Is that a din d'araisa, din d'araban? I don't know, but the Mishnah seems to assume that it's only a problem the Rabbanon. It's not a problem on the level of the Raisa. Minatari, there is no problem. The whole Chumrah, Pischa, Bekeren Zav, Lama, the Inchi, is only a problem with the Rabbanon. So the what? So if in the beginning of Shabbos, everything was fine, and the wall fell down in the corner in the middle of Shabbos, and then the Mishnah records that it's a Machleikah Satanaim, whether you're allowed to continue to carry till the end of the day. What's the Shaila? Because the Gemara had before, there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Is there such a din? Shabbos hol behutra hutra? There is no such din. That's on the bottom of Tzadi Gimel on the base. Itmar. Let's see, before that. A few lines before that. But I'm going to take a look. Six lines from the bottom of Tzadi Gimel on the base. Six lines from the bottom. Marhu diyama boi minei Rav Huna. Ayes the shaila Rav Huna, a boy min name Rav Yude. Ayes the shaila Rav Yude. What's the din? Irev derech haPesach. Let's say the two chatzeres that are adjacent to each other. There's one chatzer. They have 10 families live there, and they share a chatzer in common. All the homes are built in a circle on the edge of the chatzer, and then you have an empty chatzer in the middle. Then they have another chatzer next to it, and the two chatzeres open up into each other. So can they make an Erev? So if there's a Pesach in between the two Chatzeres, so you can make an Erev in between. If there's no Pesach, there's a wall in between, true, you can throw things over the wall, but you're not allowed to, you can't make an Erev in Chatzeres from one Chatzer to the other unless there's a Pesach connecting between the two. So the Esther Shaila of Rav Yudah and Rav Huna, what's the din? Erev derech haPesach. The two chatzeres adjacent next to each other, and they made an Erev, Derech HaPesach. Then in the middle of Shabbos, the landlord came, and he put big bolts on the door, and he locked up the door, whatever, he knocked down the whole door, and he put up a whole wall there. There's no more Pesach opening between the two. So, B'tchilos HaShabbos, there was an Erev, there was a Pesach, and they were able to make an Erev to connect the two chatzeres, and they had an Erev, they were allowed to carry one into the other. Middle of Shabbos, there's no longer a Pesach. You can't go from one to the other. So the Erev is not valid unless there's a Pesach. Or Erev derech halayin, minister machalayin. Let's say there are two batim adjacent, one next to the other, and there's a window that opens from one into the other. So they're allowed to make an Erev echatzeres to carry from one by two, let's say, adjacent homes. Attached. Two homes attached. And there's a window or there's a door that opens from one to the other. In the middle of Shabbos, the landlord comes and he builds up the whole window with bricks, and there's no more chalayin. There's no more chalayin. So you cannot make an Erev unless there's a Pesach. So even the Erev that they made is no longer any good. So what's the din? But B'tchilas HaShabbos it was mutter. So should I say since B'tchilas HaShabbos it was mutter to carry from one to the other, so you're still allowed to carry? How can you carry if they blocked up the chalayin? What is there to discuss? If they blocked up, so Rashi says, no, you can throw over the wall something. Or there's another opening somewhere that doesn't have the shear of a chalayin. So the Gemara says, what's the din in such a case? Mahu, they asked Rav Huna, they asked Rav Yehuda, what's the din? The Omali, Rav Yehuda answered, Shabbos came in Shehutra, Hutra. Since B'tchilos HaShabbos it was mutter, so you're allowed to carry to the end of Shabbos. Let's say if you had a Rishus HaYochid, and the government came in the middle, let's say the landlord comes in the middle of Shabbos and uses dynamite and he knocks down all the walls and everything is leveled down. Yericho had walls around it, and then the walls of Yericho came tumbling down. Middle of Shabbos, no more mechitzas. No more mechitzas, not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. You can't say since the beginning of Shabbos it was Rishus HaYochid, so it retains the status of Rishus HaYochid throughout. No. If the mechitzas came tumbling down, the Gemara says earlier, you don't say Shabbos, Hol, Behutra, Hutra. We're talking on Shaila. It is a Rishus HaYachid, but it's a Rishus HaYachid with an Issa Tiltal. On the level of the Raisa, such an animal doesn't exist. The Rishus HaYachid with an Issa Tiltal. If it's a Rishus HaYachid, you're allowed to carry. But it's, I live in this Rishus HaYachid, you live in that Rishus HaYachid. And we're only allowed to make an Erev HaTzeris together if there's a Pesach or a Chalon opening up. And if it's Nistam HaPesach and Nistam HaChalon, so the Erev HaTzeris does not. But it was Nistam in the middle of Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, it was a Rishus HaYachid with a Heta Tiltal. In the middle of Shabbos, it was converted into Rishus HaYachid with a Risa Tiltal. So that was the Shaila. So it passed in Shabbos, hold the Hutru Hutru. It can't become in the middle of Shabbos a Rishus HaYachid with an Issa Tiltal. Then the Gemara says that Nekuda that we paskin Shabbos hold the Hutra Hutra, that's a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, that's a Machlekes Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yosi in this Mishnah that we're in the middle of learning now on the bottom of Tzadik Dalan Al, and it's a Machlekes whether we paskin like Rabbi Yudah like Rabbi Yosi. See, the Gemara says it's a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. That's the last two lines on Tzadik Gimel on the base. Itmar, the last two lines. Kaisel Shebein Shtechatzeres Shenofal. There's one chatzir over here. Here, the two Amud base is one chatzir. Let's say there's one person lives there all by himself, and then there's a wall separating in between. Then there's a next door neighbor has a chatz. Or you have 10 families here. They made an erev chatzeres. They're allowed to carry here. And then you have 10 families here. They made an erev chatzeres. They're allowed to carry there. They didn't make an erev chatzeres together because there was a wall separating in between. They never made an erev chatzeres. Now the whole wall came tumbling down in the middle of Shabbos. So there's no wall separating at all. So now everything is nifritz lemakom asala. So next Shabbos, no one's allowed to carry at all unless they make an erev chatzeres together. What about the second half of this Shabbos? Do you say since in the beginning of Shabbos there was a wall separating, and these people made their own erev chatzeres, so they're allowed to carry up until the place where the wall used to be? Because in the beginning of Shabbos they weren't allowed to carry up until the wall. So even though the wall was kosel mechitza shenofal, it fell down in the middle of Shabbos. Maybe I should say hold the hutro hutro. Or you don't hold from that. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So the psak that Rabbi Yudah gave and Rav Huna gave, the psak that said hold the hutra hutra, that's totally be machlekes. So the Gemara quotes it. Rav Amar, ei metaltelin boy ela bedalan amis. Rav holds you don't say hold the hutra hutra. And usually when there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel in Issa v'Heta, we usually pass him like Rav. Did Hilchas Kerabbi Surei and Kishmuel Bedina. So this is Issa v'Heta. So normally we would have passed him like Rav, and here we don't. Here we paskin like Shmuel. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Zemetaltal, that's the top line. Zemetaltal alekem mechitza. Zemetaltal alekem mechitza. The one who lives in this chotzer can carry up until the spot where the wall used to be. The wall fell down in the middle of Shabbos. So in the beginning of Shabbos, they were all allowed to carry because there was a wall separating. It wasn't nifritz l'mokam asala. And they're allowed to carry up until the place where the wall used to be. So that's how we paskin. See the letter Aleph. That's how we paskin like Shmuel over here. Zemetaltal alekem mechitza.
So the Rav means that it can go on, it can continue.
Rav holds you're not even allowed to carry up until the place where the wall was. It's the whole thing is nifretz l'makamos. It's a karmelis. You can only carry less than dalat amos.
What's the difference between ikum mechitza in medalat amos?
Rav holds it's din like a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry more than dalat amos. Shmuel says no. Since in the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter to carry here, so you can carry even though in the middle of Shabbos the wall fell down and now it became nifritz l'makom asala, you can carry up until the place where the wall used to be. Adika mechitza, you can carry up until there. Then the Gemara says that the fact that Rav disagrees, the Rav disagrees, and we talk about don't pass like Rav here. The Rav disagrees. La beferishitma, he never said explicitly ekemach mit denos. Rav on one occasion turned his back. Because Shmuel was the Mardasra, and Shmuel get paskin that it's okay, and Rav didn't want people to think that he's masking with him, so Rav looked away to the other side. So Shmuel said, if my friend doesn't like it, take his gartel and put the mechitza up. We're going to ignore him, because I'm the Rav here, I'm the Mardasra, and the din is like me. So the Gemara tells the story, Hod the Rav, La beferishit mele mechlala itma. We never heard from Rav explicitly, but there was a maisa shahoy, the Rav and Shmuel have a yasvi bahu chotzer, they were sitting in a chotzer. They were sitting in this chotzer, and then there was another chotzer here. They never made an erev together because there's a big wall separating between the two. There's no need for an erev together. Can't even make an erev together if you have a wall separating. Middle of Shabbos, the whole wall fell down.
So until then, it was okay.
Kozman, the wall was standing, so they're allowed to carry. They had an erev among themselves, let's say. The people who lived in this chotzer had an erev among themselves, or there was only
together.
One per-
Not together.
Not together. No, they didn't have the two together. They had an Erev among themselves. So there was only one family. There wasn't a need for an Erev. whatever the case was. So until the wall fell down, everything was fine. They were carrying Sfarim and learning whatever they want. Then in the middle of Shabbos, the whole Mechitza fell down. The Rabbi Shmuel Habiyasva Bahu Chotzer Nofal Guda De Beini Beini. The wall that separated between this Chotzer and this Chotzer fell down in the middle of Shabbos. Amal Hu Shmuel. So Shmuel says, Shkolu Glimo, take somebody's jacket, take a sheet, Negidu Ba. Stretch it up in between this Chotzer and that Chotzer. What does he have to stretch for? Shmuel holds you allowed to carry Arika Mechitza. Mor says he wants privacy. He doesn't want to, he's sunbathing, whatever. He doesn't want the next donor, but to see he's the rabbi, whatever. He took off his shtreimel. He's not wearing his shirt, he's not wearing his bekeshin. Mor says, Mishum Tznias, he didn't want the next donor, but to see what he was doing. He's eating. He wants privacy when he's eating, whatever. So he said, take a shmata, take a sheet, go to glima, take a shmata, and the gita bay, stretch it. Ahadvino Rav li ape. So Rav turned away. Rav didn't want to look when they were doing it. Amalahu Shmuel. So Shmuel tells the people who were there, he copied Abba, if my friend, his name was Abba. Rav had smicha, and Shmuel never got smicha. So Rav is known as Rav, the rabbi. But his real name was Abba. Abba bar Abba, the Gemara calls him. So his name, so he says, if my friend Abba doesn't like it, take his gartel to hold up, take Rav's gartel to hold up the cloth, the sheet that we're going to hang up. In other words, I don't care that he doesn't like it. I pass him that it's okay, it's no problem. The kitchubo, take his gartel from Rav and hang it up.
Tie it up.
So the Gemara, so the fact that Rav turned away, that's an indication that the Rav holds that you don't say Shabbos hol v'hutra hutra, but we don't pass like him. We pass like Shmuel, because the Talmidim before, Rav Huna and Rav Yudah, they all pass like Shmuel over here. Freg the Gemara, according to Shmuel, really, Shmuel, if all Shabbos hold the hutra hutra, if you're allowed to, since in the beginning of Shabbos you were allowed to carry, and the walls didn't come tumbling down. It's not that it's no longer Rishu Sayach, it's now became Rishu Sayach with an Issa Tiltal, because Nifritz Lamakam Asala, they never made an Erev with the adjacent Chotzer. So if it became in the middle of Shabbos, he'd say, hold the hutra hutra. So why did he tell them that they should stretch up a sheet to separate between the two? There's no need for a sheet either. Well, the Shmuel, Lamali Ha, what did he need? The Glima. So there wasn't even any need to hang up the sheet. And the Gemara, Shmuel wanted privacy. Shmuel loved it. He wanted his privacy. Freg the Gemara, if Rav disagrees, huh? Bona. Oh, so that's what Tosfos has. That's a very strong kasha. Tosfos in a few places talks about it. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the official answer that Tosfos gives. If you put up Mechitza Hamateres Al Pidin, you're not allowed to carry, or if you have a sukkah and the sukkah is not kosher unless you put another wall, or you have a Rishu Sayach, you're not allowed to carry unless you have another wall. So if you put a Mechitza Hamateres, that's an Iser, even though it's only a sheet, it's an Oil Aroi. That's called Minatera Binyan, is only Binyan Kavua. All the Malach is only Kavua. The Mishnah has all the Lamatas of his Malach is only Kolos, Malach and Mishabis, or Malach the Miskayem, it has to be Shal Kayam. If you make Aroi, so all the malachas are mutam in Torah, but the rasim and the rabban, if you do aroi. So that's what the Gemara talks about, bona and ohel. Bona means if you make binyan kavua, and ohel means oil aroi. Oil aroi is rasim and the rabban. So the Gemara says there's a machloikas hatanoim, a blazer nachachamim, so we pass an oil aroi, tosefis oil aroi is mutter. But to make oil aroi betchila is rasim. To make a whole yesh meyayin oil aroi, that you're not allowed to do. But if they're ready here, let's say there is a building, and the window falls out, and it's going to rain in the building. So I'm going to put up a cloth, I'm going to put a piece of cardboard there. I'm not going to leave the cloth or cardboard there permanently. It's just going to be till I get someone to fix the window. So that's called a tosefes. And the tosefes is aroi. This tosefes is not going to be there kavua. So tosefes oil aroi is mutar, but to make a whole oil aroi betchila b'shab is not allowed. So Tosefes explains like this. If you have a sukkah, which you have to have you have to have three defanas for a sukkah. Shtaim kel chasam, u'shlishis afilu tefas. So you need three defanas for a sukkah. Let's say you only have two. You've got to hang up a curtain in the middle of Yontif to serve as the third daifan for the sukkah. So Tosfos says that is shom from the Gemara. That you're not allowed to do. That's called oisim oyal aroi b'tchila b'yontif. You're making yesh mayan. You don't have the sukkah. You only have two walls and you need three walls. And let's say on Shabbos you have three walls and you need a fourth wall. So you hang up a sheet to serve as the fourth wall. to be mata haitzah, to be mata tiltal, that's called oisem oil betchila b'shabbos that you're not allowed to do. But here, Shmuel was of the opinion, you're allowed to carry saivisai up until the place where the mechitza was. The only things he wanted it, litznias bialma, he wanted privacy, so that's called tosefes oil arayah, because you have three walls over here that give you a lot of privacy. The whole outside world doesn't see what he's doing. He doesn't want his next-door neighbor to see him suntanning either. He doesn't want the next-door neighbor to see him while he's eating his cholent or whatever. So he's putting a fourth wall, a shmate, hanging up a glima, to serve as the fourth wall for tzniyas bi'alma. That's called Tosefus Oyel Aroi. That's the pshat that Tosefus gives in his Gemara. Yeah, that's the official pshat that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. That if it's a mechitza hamateres, then you're not allowed to put it up on Shabbos and Yontif, because that's called Einoisim Oyel Aroi Mitchila b'Shabbos. But if it's only the tzniyas bi'alma, then it's defined as Tosefus Oyel Aroi. Tosefus Oyel Aroi is muta. No, the Gemara says he holds that it was mutter to carry Arika Mechitza up until the place where the wall used to be. So, only if it's niyas. So that's why it was mutter. If it would have accomplished for halachic purposes, it would have been an Isur of Oil Aroi. If Rav would put it, it would have been an Isur. If Rav holds that you're not allowed to carry. So if you put up a wall, that's a Mechitza Amateris. So Rav held that he's not allowed to put it. Rav held he not. So that's why Rav turned around. Because
exactly.
Of the Shitosa Shal Rav, it's not only the Tznias. This wall is being, is a Mechitza Hamateres. So Rav held it doing an Issa. So he turned around. So Fegma, what did he turn around? Open your mouth. Say you're not allowed to do it. Why did Rav say it's Osa? He just keeps quiet. That's the Gemara Yester Kasha. But Rav, Isvira Leidi Osa, if he holds you're not allowed to carry out Ika Mechitza, then you're not allowed to put up the wall either. Then it's called Oyel Aroi. Betchila, you know, it's matter of betchila b'Shabbes. So, Frank the Gemara, zola zogn that you're not allowed to. What is he just a hadrina liape? He turns around. The rabbanim are supposed to tell about them when they're doing something wrong, unless they know that they're not going to listen. But the Rabbi Shmuel, he knows that they are going to listen. They are going to listen. And for the Gemara, asrei the Shmuel have it. It was Shmuel city. Rabbi had a yeshiva in one city. Shmuel had a yeshiva in different cities. On this occasion, Rabbi was visiting in Shmuel's yeshiva in Bovel. So since Shmuel was the Mar Dasha, so Shmuel had the right to paskin the way he saw fit. Frank Nigmar, so why did Rav have to be a Hadrino Liape? If the din is the, if Shmuel is the Mar Dasha, so what's the problem? My time Hadrino Liape. Anthony Mar, the Lalemik is Shmuel's really. He didn't want people to think that he's masking with him. So he turned away as if he doesn't see what's happening. Or maybe a little bit of protest, they should see that he's not masking. But he wasn't allowed to disagree. If the Rav there is the Mor Dasra and he knows what he's talking about, sometimes you have a person, the Mor Dasra doesn't know what he's talking about. So you have to tell him nicely without insulting him. You have to explain. But over here, Shmuel is entitled to his opinion. We pass like Shmuel, that Shabbos hold the Hutra Hutra.
Is there a problem in putting it up exactly in the middle? Because you couldn't carry in that spot anyway, even if the wall were up.
Yeah.
So how could you put it right in the middle?
Probably didn't put it. Probably put it Arika Mechitza, some place.
So if you put it up until that point, then the other side might think that I could carry up
until. Up until. That is a problem. I guess you'd have to tell the other guy. You're not allowed to carry up until the sheet. You can only carry up until the location where the wall used to be. The stem at the bottom of the wall was still there. It wasn't 10 tefachim tall. So each one knew I'm allowed to carry up until the thickness of the wall, wherever it was before. He's emphasizing I'm the Mar Dasra here, and I don't care. Even yeah, I don't care that obviously my friend Rav doesn't agree with me in halacha, but I still hold that I'm right. You can take his gartel. He's emphasizing that his psak is correct. So this machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, when they say Shabbos, hold the Ishtariya Ishtariya, that's the machlekes in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave a case, you had a chotzer or a bayis that had four walls. In the beginning of Shabbos, there's no problem. Then the wall fell down. Mishtei Ruchas doesn't mean on two sides. No, I mean, caddy corner fell down. And that's a chumra mid the Rabbanan, obviously for the Mishnah. In Atar, it's not a problem. Because each wall is Aymed Beruv ala parts, it doesn't pose any problem. But Pischa Bikaren's obviously Abdi Inche, at least Bismana Gemara wasn't coming. So that's Midirabonus, not acceptable. I called it a Pirtza. So then, but on the level of the Raisa, you are allowed to carry. So you, what you have is the Rishon Sayachid with an Issa Tiltal. So that's the Machlekes Satanoim. They say Shabbos Hol Ishtariya Ishtariya. Are you allowed to carry till the end of Shabbos? Or you're not allowed to. So that's what the Mishnah quotes, a Machlekes. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Mutarim Bosa Shabbos Vasim Lasi Lavo. That's the bottom Mishnah on Tzadik Dalet Amin Aleph. To the remainder of that Shabbos, you're allowed to carry. Mutarim, or the same thing, what if you have a Mavli with three walls? And you put a Lechi Akor on the fourth wall. So, I mean, Atar, it's good with three walls. It's already a Vishur Sayochid. But you need a Lechi Akor. What if the Lechi Akor fell down in the middle of Shabbos? What if the Lechi Akor fell down in the middle of Shabbos? I mean, Atar, it's still a Vishur Sayochid. So, what's the Vart if you have, if the Lechi Akor falls down in the middle of Shabbos? If you have three walls. So, you're not allowed to carry Midirabbanon. Three walls is a Rishu Sayachi with an Issa Tiltal, or you say three walls with the Rabban is not even a Rishu Sayachi. Need a tikkun on the Ruch Revi is to make it into Rishu Sayachi with the Rabban. If you only have three walls, we declare with the Rabban is not even a Rishu Sayachi. Or they say, no, three walls is a Rishu Sayachi with the Torah, so Rishu Sayachi with the Rabban also, but it's Nifretz Lamaka Masala, it's open on the fourth side. So it's a Rishu Sayachi with an Issa Tiltal. So that'll happen afkamina over here. What's the din? You had three walls, you made a Lech Vikur, middle of Shabbos. So let's say you had four walls. In the middle of Shabbos, all the walls fall down. So nobody says Shabbos hold the hutra hutra. If nafla hamechitzes, it's no longer Rishu Sayachid. So the Shabbos, what if the Lechi Vikara fell down in the middle of Shabbos? Do you say nafla hamechitzes? You're missing the fourth mechitzes. So you no longer have a Rishu Sayachid. So even if you hold the hutra hutra, you shouldn't be allowed to carry here. Or do you say no? If you have three walls, it's a Rishu Sayachid menatayr, it's a Rishu Sayachid midirabbanon also. But it's a Rishu Sayachid with an Issa Tiltal. And then if Rishu Sayachid with an Issa Tiltal, then you say, hold the hutra hutra.
So that's... The three walls are not... In other words, Rav holds also that three walls should be
No, this case, Rav Ishmael, there were four walls.
Yeah, but one wall fell down.
One wall fell down, so you have all the both chatzeris together make one big Rishu Sayachid. So they have four walls. The only thing is they never made an Erev with them. At the beginning of Shabbos, they couldn't make an Erev because there was... Right.
So,
Let's say you had four walls, but one fell. So now you have only three. So now is it a Rishu Sayachid? Still consider a Rishu Sayachid? A sukkah doesn't need four. A sukkah only needs three. Then the Gemara has a kula that if you have a sukkah, that's a kosher a sukkah. For sukkah purposes, so on the Shabbos of sukkahs, you're even allowed to carry there. Because the whole need for the tikkun and the ruach is on the midrabbanon. So the Gemara says, "Migad habi doifin le sukkah, habi doifin le Shabbos." If it's good for sukkahs, so it's good for Shabbos also. Sometimes the Gemara has rules and regulations when you apply the beginning of sukkah. Gemara has klalim. Sometimes you do say like that. Sometimes you don't. Why should there be a connection between sukkah and Shabbos if the dinim are so different?
Shabbos, if two sukkah walls fall down, can you keep using it?
If two sukkah walls fall down, what do you mean? Had a sukkah with
four walls
in a sukkah,
and two blew down.
So the sukkah is not kosher. So the sukkah is not kosher. Yeah, that doesn't help. That doesn't help.
What does that apply after the accident? As long as it's still good, then we say
right.
Otherwise,
you wouldn't. Right, right. And it's a, all, it's restricted. It does, if it's a problem deraisa, it doesn't apply. Only if it's a problem derabbanon, and the problem derabbanon is that now it just became a Rishu Sayachid with an Issa Tiltal. In the beginning of Shabbos, it was Rishu Sayachid with a Heta Tiltal. So then I say, what do you mean Rishu Sayachid with an Issa Tiltal? Well, the Hutra, Hutra. The laws of Shabbos are determined by Tchilas HaShabbos Bein HaShmashas. At the beginning of Shabbos, it had a Heta Tiltal. So in the middle of Shabbos, it came Pichal and Issa Tiltal. But if in the middle of Shabbos, all the walls fell down, so it's no longer Rishu Sayachid. So that's not a problem. You can't say Hutra. It's not a Rishu Sayachid anymore.
That's a shining when an Erev collapses during Shabbos. Are the people supposed to be told about it or not?
Right, so Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to notify everyone. You're supposed to notify everyone. And the yeshivas, they ask a kasha, why should you notify everyone since everybody thinks that the Erev is up? So the people are misasek.
Right.
The din is, let's say a person carries a siddur, he carries his talis to shul on Shabbos. So if he didn't know that you're not allowed to carry, or he didn't realize that today is Shabbos. So that's called Shoygeg. So a person in Mechal Shabbos B'Shoygeg has to bring a Korban Chatas. What if the person has some money in his pocket, he didn't know? This is Shabbos Dikasut. He didn't know, he didn't check. He thought there's never any handkerchief, never any money. He only wears it on Shabbos. Then after he carries in the Shabbos, he finds out that there was something in the pocket. So he doesn't have to bring a Chatas. That's called Mesasek. Mechal Shabbos B'Shoygeg is Chayv Chat. B'Shoygeg means Shigeg HaShabbos. He didn't know today was Shabbos or Shigas Malach. He didn't know that you're not allowed to carry. But if he didn't realize that he's carrying something, that's in Gansan a different story. That's Misasek. That's a guy walks into the house and he didn't know by walking, by opening the door, the lights go on. So that's a Misasek. So that's not called Mechal Shabbos B'Shoygeg. He didn't know. If he knew that by walking in the lights are going to go on, but he thought it's mutter, and then they tell him that it was also, so that he didn't have air, he didn't chilul Shabbos b'shogeg. But if he didn't realize at all that he's doing a malacha, that's called misasik. So that's what in the yeshivas they ask that kasha. Why does it say in Shulchan Aruch that you have to notify all the balabatim if the eruv fell down? You have to tell everyone they're not allowed to carry. Don't say a word. Whoever knows will know not to carry. And the people that think the Erev is up, so they don't even realize that they're carrying. They think they're carrying inside the house. So should that or should that not be Misasik? That's the question. Is that called? They know that they're carrying, but they thought they're carrying inside of a Shusayachid. They thought that, but they know they're carrying the talus. They know they're carrying the babies.
Yeah, but that's the way, the same way by the Shurgi. When he carried, he didn't know it was also the source of the dish. He thought it was the Shurgi.
If he thought it's mutter to carry. But here the guy knows it's also to carry, but he thought he's not carrying. He thought there's an Erev. He thought there's an Erev, so it's not carrying. So shouldn't this, that's what they ask in the yeshivas. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say, you have to notify everyone, leave it the way it is, let it be considered a Misasik. So it could be that it's not a Misasik. Could be that it's called Shoygek, so then you have to notify everyone.
But
no, is that resolved? The din is in Shulchan Aruch, you have to tell everyone. The kashet that they ask in the yeshivas, that's a question exactly, how do you give a sharp definition of Misasik? Whether this is considered misasik or shegeg, the yeshiva shekasha is not resolved. The din of Shulchan Aruch is black and white.
Yeah, but say you don't notify anybody. What happens? Are you also permissive
by not notifying anybody? Shulchan Aruch says he's supposed to notify everyone. Are you over? Yeah. Ochech tochech is sami secha. Yeah, he's supposed to notify him. No, he's doing chilul Shabbos b'shegeg.
It's like Kumin. We say the same concept. You put it there, Kumin, you know, he was there for Shabbos, and the next morning he goes, he's gone. You say, Kumin, she went to a hotel.
Definitely, yeah. That's, we had Mishnayos like that. If the Erevet Chumen was eaten up, Balaila, then it's okay. If it's eaten up Ben Hashmashes, then there's a discussion. Yeah. If it's eaten up before Shabbos, then for sure it's no good. The Erevet Chumen only has to be the Erevet Chatzeres also, the box of matzahs. If it's eaten up in the middle of Shabbos, it's okay. We say Shabbos all the Hutra Hutra. Let's say he made an Erev Tavshilin in Washington Heights, that's the joke. That there was one family had a dog. From all the Yekas, one family had a dog, Queenie. So they made an Erev Tavshilin for Shabbos following Yontif, and Queenie ate up the Erev Tavshilin. So that was the shadow that they asked Rabbi Breuer, are they allowed to cook on Yontif and Shabbos, because the beginning of Yontif was an Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara said Beferish. From that moment on, that the Erev Tavshilin was eaten up, you're not allowed to cook anymore for Shabbos. Up until that moment, you are allowed to cook.
To cook on Yontif for the purpose of feeding a behemoth or a caliph, you are.
On Yontif.
On Yontif.
That's a machlokes hatanai. We paskin not allowed to. But Michael behemoth, yeah. Are you allowed to cook for a behemoth? So we paskin lachem velo leklovim. Who levad the yosel lachem velo leklovim? One time it says no, lachem velo lenochrim. It's my farm and it's my achrayis to feed the animals. I am permitted to cook. I am permitted to carry the food to feed the babies. And we paskin, you're not allowed to. Tosfos has 2 days, but we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to cook.
This of a Shabbos can be applicable to Yontif. Maybe yes, maybe no. Because in Shabbos you say, it's spelled out. That's a behemoth. You are all
Shvi says behemto.
Yes.
Shvi says behemto on Shabbos. Yontif is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, right? Yontif is a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch, whether Shvi says behemto is us.
Yeah.
But that didn't state Beferish. that just because the Erev Tavshilin was there at the beginning of Yontav, that doesn't help. That's a Gemara in Beitza, the second pair. Kolzman, the Erev Tavshilin is Kayam, you're allowed to continue cooking for Shabbos. The minute the Erev Tavshilin is gone, whatever you designated, then from that moment on, you're not allowed to cook anymore. You have to stop cooking.
What's the difference? Why do you say it, like, say, by Tchumen, you say it's okay, and by Tavshilin,
no? Tchumen is a din for the whole Shabbos. So the Tchumen, you kind of shvisa betchilos ha-Shabbos. You kind of shvisa ben ha-Shmashos of Shabbos by Tchumen. And by Tiltel also, by Hotzor, it's Nikva. The malacha is nikva b'tchilas haShabbos, and here it's a gzera de rabbanon. I don't know. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos, and I tell it's mutam in the rabbanon is also. So if you have the erev tavshil and kaim, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know, but that's the din. By erev tavshil, you only yeah. Not there. It's not a hamshek. Yeah. So this is the machleikas satanoim. So we paskin l'chumra here. The Rabbi Yudah says you're allowed to continue carrying to the end of the Shabbos. All the ishtariya, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Yudah. The Rabbi Yossi says manamshach. Why? How can it be? Either it's mutter next Shabbos or it should be also this Shabbos. So the Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. But the Shabbos, what's pshat in Rabbi Yossi? Why does Rabbi Yossi say you're not allowed to carry to the end of the Shabbos? So Rav understood Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi denies Shabbos hol v'hutra utra. He doesn't hold from hol v'shtarya. And we don't paskin like Rav, we paskin like Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi is also masking with Rabbi Yudah. There is a din of hol v'shtarya shtarya. But it only applies when there's an erishus hayach with an isa tiltel. If nistam ha-pesach, an nistam ha-chalon, or nafal ha-mechitza, b'nehem. But if the whole wall came tumbling down, the corner fell down, so it's not erishus hayach anymore. Or if the lechia the korah fell down, so Rabbi Yossi says it's not a rishus sayachid. That's like nafla mechitz. It's not called a rishus sayachid anymore. So that's why we pass him like Rabbi Yossi. He can't. Rabbi Yossi holds not that Rabbi Yossi denies Rabbi Yudah's principle. He's maskim. There is a rule of hol v'shtarya shtarya. In Shmuel's case before, Rabbi Yossi would agree hol v'shtarya. But in this case of the Mishnah, all the cases in the Mishnah, the lechi fell down, the korah fell down, or the wall fell down in the corner. It fell down in the middle. There you can't say hold v'shtar v'shtar because no longer rishus hayochid midirabban. That's why. Okay, believe that. And next week we'll have to continue. Imara has more detail. This nagel halacha. This particular conversation comes up every so often. Halacha l'maisim. In this week's sedra, you have again about the binyan amishkan, again connected with Shabbos. The Gemara says on the first daf in Bava Kamma, how did the Chachamim establish which are the lametes of its malachas that are prohibited on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, hach dehavi b'mishkan chashiva kore le'av. Whatever pu'ula was crucial, was important, and asiyas hamishkan is labeled as an av malacha, and whatever was not crucial, but if it's similar to the malachas that were done, if it's dumia, the malacha in the mishkan, then it's a toldo. But that's how we establish which are the lamites. We establish that there are lamites of his malachas. Which are the lamites of his malachas? So this is all established based on the Mishkan. The Gemara says, how do you know there are lamites of his malachas? So one Tana says it's a gematria. Eila hadvarim. Aleph lamed hey. Lamed is 30, hey is 5, aleph is 1, is 36. And dvarim would have been 2. But now that it says hadvarim, it makes it into 3. Hey, idea. So if you add 36 and 3, it's 39. So the Pnei Yeshua says that that's the Gemara Shabbos Daf Memtes. So the Pnei Yeshua says on that Gemara that Gematrios says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the end of the first parak in Chagiga, Gematrios is cute to Rimozin, but it's only Parparos Lachachma. Means it's not from the Midrash Shatar and Edreshes Pem. You never base a din on a Gematria. Either Gemara has a din Stam Nizirish Loshim Yom. So the Gemara says also based on a Gematria, it says Kodesh Yihyeh Gadel Perasar Rosho. So the word Yihyeh, Yud-Hey, is 30. So the Achrayim, so the Pnei Yeshua said, that's also an Asmachta. The Ramam in the Pirush HaMishnai says, there are Nozir, and Afehei, Davov. He says also, that Gematria is only an Asmachta. We never have any dinim that are based on Gematria. So this is only a Rem, is really the mocker for all the Malachas. The Gemara says in the first half in Bava Kamma, Hach David b'mishkan chashiva kori liyab. Whatever Malach is more involved in the Mishkan, whatever were important, whatever was chashiv was labeled as enough. So the pasuk singles out lo sevaru esh. There were lamites of his malachas. What does it single out? Havara, about making a fire, throwing fuel into the fire. Why is it singled out? So one Tana says, from the Lamed Tes of his Melachos, Havara stands out. It's different from the others. It's singled out. Havara lelav yotzes. There's no kores and there's no misa. Havara is only alav. There's even one opinion in Tesis that according to that Tana, Havara is only alav. It would be mutar on yontif. There would only be 38 Melachos. If it does not curse, does not misa, means it's not a malachas on iser. You don't carry over all isim like you say shvisas behemto on Shabbos. The Ramos says in Hilchas Yontif, shvisas behemto does not carry over from Shabbos to Yontif. Only malachas carry over. So that's why there's one opinion in Tosfos that if Havara is only alive, so Havara doesn't carry over to Yontif. Yeah. But we don't, needless to say, we don't pass like that Tana. We pass that there is curse and there is kilo, even on Havara. So why is Havara singled out? So the Gemara says lachalak yotzes, a different explanation. You have other psukim in the Chumash. You have others. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, I think it says bacharish of akotze tishbois. It says you're not allowed to do plowing, you're not allowed to do planting. Bacharish of harvesting. Charisha is plowing, and katsira is harvesting. Why does it single out bacharish of akotze tishbois? On Shabbos there are lametes avos malachas. Manish Tana. Why is it different? The Gemara never says. So one Tana says bacharish of akotze tishbois goes on Shemitah. Doesn't go on Shabbos at all. But according to the, okay, Shemitah, that's all Atzasa. It's Harish and Katsira. But if you hold like the other Tanoim that it goes on Shabbos, so what is special about Harish and Katsira that the Chumash should single it out? So Rabbi Kivegi on Yerideya in Hilcha Shechita, it says in Simon Beis that if a person is a goy, he cannot shecht. Only a Jew can shecht. Shechita's Nachri is Nevela. What if he's a Jew who is a goy? A Yiddish a goy? Ah, Sheikitz, a Machal Shabbos, Befehes, Yehbid Abedazar, says Dina Ka'akum, so Shchitasa is also Nevela. Shalom, whether it's Minatorim and the Rabbana, but the Halach is Shchitasa Nevela. So Rabbi Kivega tells you, look in the Sefer Ha'itur. Sefer Ha'itur is by one of the Rishonim, one of the late Bali Atos, the Sefer Ha'itur quotes from the Ga'onim, this is the only source, that Machal Shabbos, Befehes, Dina Ka'akum, not if he has a barbershop, not if he cooks on Shabbos, only if he does Avodas HaKarka. Where did they get that from? On the Avodah Sakarka. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. Maybe that's why the Chumash singles out Bacharish of Akotze Tishbois. That has a Mohammed the Gedin. He does Avodah Sakarka. Bifrahesia, Bechal Shabbos, Bifrahesia, Dina Kaakum is only an Avodah Sakarka. That's a Shaila if we paskin like that. The Kivege quotes that from the Sefer Huit. The Gemara talks about Hoitzor. The Mesichta begins, Shabbos begins with Hoitzor. So Tosfos says, why does it start from Hoitzor? The Mishnah of his Melachos, Abayim Chaserachos, that there are 39 Melachos, that appears on Daf Ayin Gimel. That should appear on Daf Beis. That should, Mesichta should begin. Why does it start with Hoitzor? So Tosfos says, maybe the Tanoim felt they have to give a chizuk to the din of Hoitzor, because Hoitzor is a Melacha Gruei. So Shvacha, what do you mean Hoitzor is a Melacha Gruei? It means people violated. There are people of Shomer Shabbos, and carrying they violate. They carry their keys, they carry a handkerchief. No, Tosfos and the Poskim hold Hoitzor Melacha Gruei Pidin. Not just the minigolim is that they violate Hoitzor more so than the other malachas. It means al pidina Hoitzor is a malacha gruhi. Why? So the Mefarshim explained, the Rishonim explained why. In all the other 38 malachas, you're changing something. You're plowing, you're planting, you're harvesting, you're painting, you're doing that. You're writing, you're erasing, changing. Hoitzor just carried her from here to there. You didn't really change anything. Shina Makim, that's all, but you didn't really change the Heftze. So that's why Rishonim say that there may be differences in Halacha. Let's say the Gemara in Zvachim seems to say that if you carry less than a shear, it's Muta Legamre Min HaTorah. By Hutzor, the Gemara says, less than a shear, there's a shear for food and a shear for drinks and a shear for paper and a shear for metal and a shear for wood, shear for plastic. Every item has its own shear. How much you have to carry on Shabbos? You have to carry a Dova Choshev. What if you carry smaller than the shear? So the Gemara says it's mutam and aterkos, it's a lack of malachas masheves. And other malachas, if do malacha less than the shear, Rashi says chotche shear asam and aterkos. But in Hoitzor, it's heter gomer, and this leads to more kulas. So that could be based on the fact that it's a malacha gura. You have other kulas also. Mabadalaram is bishus harabim, and the Gemara says it's hilchas ogmiri lo. It's really not, it wasn't in the Mishkan. The Gemara says mabadalaram is, but it's not in the Mishkan. And it's not really a tolda of Hoitzor. A tolda means if it's similar to the Av. Hoitzor is you carry from Mishus HaYachot to the Mishus HaRam. How does this follow? You carry Dalaramis and Mishus HaRam. Where does it come in? It's Nishkin Av, Nishkin tolda. So the Gemara says, Hilchas HaGemiri Law. It's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So some Rishonim say that Hilchas HaGemiri Law is not subject to all the rules and regulations of Malachas Mashemis. The Lametes of is Malachas that are based on the Pasuk. kol malacha, kol osim al malacha yumas. So that's governed with the rules of malachas malshevis. But marved al anamis shteit nish and chumish. It's only halacha l'moshe misinai. So some rishonim say it does need malachas malshevis. Even with that, even if it's lacking malachas malshevis, you lost the bichad. Every so often there's a malacha where there's a quirk. The Gemara says choyv l'mavir. One Tana says mekalke b'choyv l'mavir is chayv. And all the malachas if you do mekalke, you're not chayv because you need malachas malshevis. So one Tana holds by choyv l'mavir mekalke is chayv and mesasik is chayv. You don't need malachas malshevis by choyv l'mavir based on pesukim mechumish. Those two malachas are singled out. We have lametes of its malachas, but they're not all the same. Every so often there's a malacha that has a quirk to it that it doesn't conform. Not everybody has to conform to everything. So not all the malachas have to conform to the rules and regulations, to the general rules and regulations. So the one that's the machlokes begins with the havara. That's the original machlokes hatana, where the havara l'olam yotzis. Do we have a minyan from Ma'ariv? I didn't have Ma'ariv. Okay. I'm in Mezumin. I have a Mezumin.
I'd like to tell you something, but please forgive me in advance. You gained weight.
I gained weight. I know.
Okay.
I have to look. I don't feel good.
Okay, because please forgive me that it's not my business to tell you
it's
that.
It's good that you told me. I have to lose weight.
Yes.
Like a technish.
Yeah.
And my legs hurt now also. My legs hurt. I don't know if it's because of the weight. Then I have to lose weight. Then I have to take care of my legs. Yes. How are you feeling?
Please forgive me. You like to live with the... Have you talked to the doctor that I feel that I am a choylish and a srape? And I sent out a substantial donation to the Snolima Yeshiva Bimkaim Korba. I feel